Hello, it's episode 39. Harry's already yawned and we've only just started. Are you awake or...?
Just about.
Okay. Today we're talking about Harry's favourite park in the whole entire world, and that is Disneyland Paris. And specifically, this is part of our If We Owned series where we talk about what we'd do if we owned the park we're talking about.
Wow, what a great way to sell that series.
Yeah. Well, it's just like what we'd take out or put in or change.
I've given this no thought, by the way.
Neither
I hope you've
have
given
I.
it.
Yeah, but I kind of already know what I would do.
So you have given it thought.
Yeah, but not specifically for this podcast.
Okay.
So.
Well, I don't know where to start. I mean, it's you said that it's my favorite park, ironically, right? It's a nice the main one, Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Park, whatever it's called. I don't know what the garbage names are for the specific parks, but it's all right. It's pretty good. Like, my problem, to sum up Disneyland Paris, is the good rides are in the bad park. And the bad... Yeah, the good rides are in the bad park, and the good park has meh rides. You know, like Tower of Terror, Ratatouille...
Cautious Coaster.
No. Those two are good rides, but they're in the crappy park.
But you haven't ridden
Big Thunder Mountain
because it was shut when you went.
Yeah, that looks good. Haunted Mansion's okay, or whatever it's called. New Space Mountain with new restraints is probably better.
Yeah,
I don't know. I still feel like there's no new-ish major addition to that park.
Yeah,
there's no flagship that isn't 20 years old. That's my problem.
More than 20 years old, right?
Probably. I don't know. That's my gripe with it. But it's a nice park. Looks good. I'm sure it is nice when Big Thunder Mountain's going as well. That's quite a big area that I didn't get to experience at all.
Yeah. What about Indiana Jones? You haven't talked about that.
It's garbage. It's hot garbage. Crap coaster.
The thing is, like, obviously we've seen the documentary now.
Imagineering.
Yeah, Imagineering story or whatever. And that talks about the history of, like, why Paris is so bad compared not why Paris is so bad, but like compared to the other Disneyland parks.
I mean, we're no experts, but to sum up the gist is they spent too much money on the main Disneyland Paris park, the main one, to make it look too good, essentially. And then no one came because French people didn't like Disney.
Yeah, they didn't, like, think about the culture of where they were building
no,
it.
No, exactly. There wasn't any cultural, at all. They just didn't think about it, which was really stupid. They thought it would fit perfectly, and it didn't. No one came. So then they tried to fix it, and they built Space Mountain, and it helped a little bit, but then the park hadn't turned a profit for ages.
Yeah.
And then the French government were like, if you don't, you have to build something on this land or you're not going to get it anymore. So they built the second park as cheap as possible. And it's garbage. It looks garbage. It feels garbage. It is garbage.
You can tell that they were just doing everything quickly.
It's an awful park. It's terrible. But it's got good rides.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Tower of Terror, best ride in the whole two parks. Amazing. Ratatouille, very, very good. That's a nice area of the park.
Yeah.
Toy Story area is okay. It's not
too bad. These things you're talking about, apart from Tower of Terror, are like all new bits. Like Ratatouille area is like new.
Yeah, and Toy Story is newish as well.
So now they're trying to trying to recover and like make it better.
Are you going to go about this with the intention of keeping what they're doing, what the plans are? Because they've got plans, right?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the plans.
I mean, they got plans for both, I'm pretty sure. They want to build the Mickey and Minnie flipping weird ass animation train railway thingy majiggy.
What is this? I've not heard of that.
In Hollywood Studios in Orlando, they built Mickey and Minnie's railway garbage, whatever. it's a ride.
I'm not sure that's the name.
Which is like a train. It's like a trackless dark ride, but it's the train, and then the train splits up. It's quite cool.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
But it uses like projection mapping and physical sets that like fold. It's all like animation style. Physical sets that like fold in, and it's all projection mapped on, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But apparently that's coming to the main Disney park.
Oh,
if
wow,
I remember correctly. I don't know where. feels like a bit of a really. Like, that park needs something huge. I would say that that park needs something big, proper big.
Yeah, but
big
where
scale.
Would you put something big?
I don't know. Just get rid of. Get rid of.
Exactly. Get rid of what?
Indiana Jones garbage coaster. That whole area is like just a bottleneck with nothing in it. Yeah, it's a nice small, like relatively medium sized addition.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, because in the other park, they're doing some big changes.
Exactly.
So first of all, Avengers Campus. So they're getting rid of the rock and roller coaster theme. Yay. garbage.
What a ride.
Awful.
What
awful
experience.
Don't like it. Stupid. Looks garbage.
How many times have you said garbage?
It's
already?
True. It's there's no other words to describe this park. So they're getting rid of that. They're building Spider-Man, the little Toy Story Midway Mania, but Spider-Man. So you're gonna have to wait 500 hours because the throughput's, guess what,
garbage.
But it should be okay, you know.
Yeah.
That's nothing special. Then they're giving Rock and Roller Coaster an Iron Man theme, which if they actually put some money into it, would be quite good.
Mm-hmm. So what, they're making a whole Avengers area from what they already have, basically. Yeah.
So remember where Armageddon? Is it Armageddon?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. That's gone. That's where Spider-Man's going to be.
Okay.
And that whole area of the park is now Avengers Campus, which is perfect. Way better than what it was.
Yeah, it makes sense because at the minute, it's like nothing. A mishmash of old weird things.
Yeah.
The
rock and roller coaster facade's got to be the worst roller coaster
it is bad.
Entrance I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
It is stupidly bad.
Are they keeping the stunt show?
Because
I love that.
We might remove it. It's okay. What else are they doing? So,
actually, with the stunt show, they might. You know how Lightning McQueen comes out at the minute?
Uh-huh.
So, like, they do the stunt show, but then at the end, it's like, Lightning McQueen's here.
Yeah.
They might just bring out, like, some Avengers instead. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, a car comes out and then out pops the Avengers.
I literally have no idea what they're planning with that part of the park. It depends what their overall plan is.
But that's in the area of Avengers, isn't it?
Yeah, but they might get rid of it because...
No,
I don't
do it.
The expansion, obviously, the rest of the expansion, this is phase one. Phase one that's going to happen in 500 years' time. Phase two, and like three, maybe, I don't even know if that's true, is... to completely knock out the back of the park, put in a big lake, put in Star Wars, Star Wars land, and cheap Frozen land.
Yeah.
Has
anywhere else got a Frozen land?
One of the Asian parks, either Shanghai Disney or Tokyo Disney, or Hong Kong Disney. It might be Hong Kong. He's getting a Frozen land.
So they're putting two in
with a
at
roller
the same
coaster.
Time.
Well, no, they haven't even started the Paris ones, are they? They won't start for the next 500 years. Literally stupid. I'll get into it in a minute. I'll get into it now. Basically, the park's so broken, right? And they left it so long to fix it.
Yeah.
If this was happening now, then the timing would have been better. But it's not going to be good until like 6 years.
Yeah. You mean if it had finished building by like next season?
Yeah.
But it's not.
Exactly. So they're closing all of these rides. So there's like nothing open in this park at the moment. Stupid. Absolute stupid. Doesn't matter. So, Frozen.
Yeah.
The one that's going to Asia somewhere is... You can tell that I really care about my Disney.
Yeah, I know.
is getting a...
Roller coaster.
Yes. It's a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So, it's like a mine train. It's a Vekoma, like, mine train, but you sit in, like, mine carts and they can swing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's fine. There's nothing crazy. Throughput's garbage on that in Magic Kingdom as well.
Theme to throw Frozen.
But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it's probably going to be like you're going through like an ice village like type situation.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't know whether the Frozen Disneyland Paris is getting the boat ride Frozen, because that's a thing
that's
as well.
Cool.
In Epcot, they slapped the Frozen IP onto another old boat ride.
It's so cool.
I haven't seen it at all.
I've seen it all.
I bet it's not.
It's cool.
I bet it's
but,
not.
But if you
I really
think about
it's
no, it's kind of like you know, like Peter Pan and Snow White, those old ones, but cooler. It's that kind of vibe. It just tells the story of Frozen.
So I don't know what they're getting. Then we hop on over to Star Wars. And I say they get a cheap version because they're not getting the full thing, they get like a half size version.
You mean Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're getting one ride in that.
Which one? Smuggler's Quest?
No, Smuggler's Quest.
What's it called?
Smuggler's Run.
Yeah.
That's the collaborative ride, which they're not getting.
Oh, of course.
Well, because you have to talk, people have to communicate. Yeah. It's in France, and the people who visit the park are from many other countries.
Yeah, forgot about that.
No French people.
Yeah, to be fair, that would be a nightmare.
So they're getting whatever the other one's called.
Oh, the Star.
No.
Rise of the Resistance. Rise of the Resistance. That is the cool one. That is the cool one. Okay, cool.
So I think they're getting that.
But then are we going to have like French stormtroopers coming at us? Because I don't like that.
I don't know what they're gonna do with it.
You can't French up Star Wars. That's just wrong.
So there you go. That's what's happening, and this is all behind the park where the tram tour used to be. So that's gone.
Wait, all of that space.
There's loads of space back really? There. So they put in a lake first.
As you do.
And then, like at the back, is frozen with the big castle.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be like the new.
The new castle.
The new what would you call
it? Like a focal point.
Weenie, I think it's weenie. Called. I think that's what Sylph calls it. Is it called a weenie?
A weenie.
I think it's called a weenie, which is, the focal point. Every park can have a weenie, right? Which is... I need
can't
to Google
get
that,
over that.
That is the actual word.
Oh my gosh, a weenie.
I think that's the word. Maybe it's not weenie.
If it's not weenie.
What is a Disney weenie? That sounds about right then.
Is it only Disney that uses that word?
No.
What is a Disney weenie?
No, it is named such by Disney, apparently.
Of course.
What is a weenie? Visual magnets. There you go. So, yeah.
Visual magnets.
So, the castle's a weenie.
Okay.
And obviously, the main park has the castle that's a weenie. Mm-hmm. And the new park has, I don't know, Tower of Terror as the weenie. Probably. Yeah. They don't have a weenie.
How many times can we say weenie?
For normal parks, Alton Towers, obviously, the towers are the weenie.
Yeah.
Thorpe Park has no weenie.
Yeah. Maybe I feel like dome. If you don't have a weenie, your park's bad.
Well, this is the point, right? That's. Yeah. That's it.
It's a key ingredient.
You need a weenie.
Everybody needs a weenie.
That's your title.
I was going to call it garbage, but maybe we call it weenie.
So Arendelle Castle will be the weenie.
Nice.
And then to the left of that would be Star Wars. And then to the bottom left of that would be Avengers.
I feel like this is all very small, though.
Well, it's...
Like, are they going to be right next to each other?
Probably not.
Okay.
It won't be small. These are like fully fledged areas with shops and restaurants each.
Right.
So take Ratatouille's area, make it bigger, and they're all going to be their own.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the plan for that park, which is good. But as I said, it's too late.
Like, but yeah, I know it's too late. But if they do all of that,
it still won't
when they do all of that, it will be much better because you'll have Avengers, Star Wars, Frozen, Toy Story, Ratatouille. Yeah,
but on the other side, we've still got garbage, garbage, and garbage.
What garbage are you talking about now?
Crush's Coaster.
Yeah, but they'll get to that later.
It's a whole mess over
there.
They'll
get to that later.
Nothing.
They can put a Cars area in there. Sorted.
Anyway, so that's what the plans are. What would you do?
We need to ascertain now whether we're going to include those plans.
Exactly.
What do you think we should do? Should we say, forget those plans like as it is now?
I mean, I'd keep half of them, so you could decide. That's your that's your decision.
Do we want to start with the studios park? You want to start with the main park?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about yours?
No, I've got to think about mine while you talk about yours.
Let's imagine for me personally what I would like.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not thinking as in like what would be good for everybody that would actually like sell tickets. I mean, like, what would I want for my own personal Disney? Uh-huh. I would Well, the thing is, it's hard because some stuff, like, you could easily retheme Space Mountain into, like, a Star Wars theme have that area.
I'm pretty sure it's Hyperspace Mountain permanently.
Yeah, but isn't it... That's not Star Wars, right?
It is.
So there's just a random Star Wars theme in there. But then they're building a Star Wars land in the other one.
That I think that's the case.
Dumb. Anyway, what I was going to say was you can easily do that and then make that area into Star Wars, but because it's the main park, the like main areas are always the same, aren't they? They're like traditional like Adventureland, whatever.
I mean, yeah.
So you can't really do that.
But not exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
So Disneyland, the real Disneyland, pretty sure has the Star Wars area in it.
Oh.
Not the other park.
Why is this, why?
There's only two of them.
Why do they have to do stuff? Either, right, either build the same park everywhere or do everything differently. Why do they do some stuff the same and then some stuff different? It's annoying. Yeah. I don't know where anything is, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's an idea that they could do, but I don't think you should have IP. I don't think IPs are as good when they're in the main park. For example, Indiana Jones. Fine.
So old.
I hate that ride.
Oh, no, you mean the ride, sorry, not the IP.
Yeah, both.
I don't mind the IP. The ride's crap, yeah. But the IP is okay.
Why is the IP okay?
It's just old. It's not, it doesn't feel forced because it is so old and ingrained.
I get that with Pirates of the Caribbean, but I feel like Indiana Jones is just... Because Pirates of the Caribbean, wasn't it the films were based on the ride?
Mm.
The boat ride in the original.
The boat ride was first.
That's what I mean. So they kind of like basically stole that idea. So it's not like they made a ride of some guy called Indiana Jones. And then
yeah.
a film was made. Do you know, that's why I don't agree with that one. Because it's just like, why are you taking... That film is just not important to me.
Okay.
I don't understand. yeah, I just... Also, I hate that ride. It really hurts me.
Uh-huh.
So I just take that out. I'm getting rid of it. A log flume.
Wow.
Because the only boat ride they have is Pirates, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's... You don't even get wet on it.
No.
So it's a bit pointless. And it's not like France is freezing. Like, it's doable to have a water ride.
Yep, for sure.
And the news came out that they're re-theming...
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain to Princess and the Frog, which Harry was very excited to hear. Because he hates that film.
I don't hate it. I'm just not bothered about it.
Yeah.
Didn't excite me.
Harry doesn't understand that. Well, you didn't even realise that it was traditional animation in the first place.
No.
I can't believe you didn't realise. It's such a different like style.
I just wasn't engaged by it as a storyline.
I think because it's so traditional, you were just not interested. Exactly. Like the story of A Princess and the Frog. I really like that film, but I feel like it was just a weird move to do it, especially at that time. Anyway, and I've been saying for ages we need a Pocahontas log flume. So I think I'm going to put that in as my log flume, because I think one of the things about how they're doing Princess and the Frog is that's not a very popular movie like Frozen is. So in a way that they're bringing in Frozen areas, I can completely understand that because all the kids go crazy for it and it's like the most popular one at the minute. But I don't understand why, well, I do understand why politically they're bringing in Princess and the Frog. But like it's a modern film that wasn't actually that popular in terms of like views or whatever you want to call it. So we always talk about why don't they theme stuff to like the vintage Dincy films, the vintage Disney films. But do you get what I mean?
Ish.
It's kind of, yeah. I think if they're going to do Princess and the Frog, why can't they do vintage films?
Don't know, I guess they're just not really that keen on the vintage stuff anymore.
Yeah. Everybody still loves all those films, like, so much. And that's part of the reason they go, because they love the old Disney films. Like, then there's not adults going around like, oh my god, Frozen. Like, that's for the kids, you know? Like, there's a market for the traditional films.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pocahontas Log Flume is happening. And then, I like Big Thunder Mountain, but... I don't know, actually. Maybe I would just leave that as it is, because the theming is very good. I just think it's a bit random.
It's all a bit random.
It is all a bit random, and that's what annoys me.
The whole park is random.
Yeah.
But every Magic Kingdom's like that.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't feel very integrated.
No. It's because they've got, like, areas that don't have any IPs, but then they just throw a little IP in, and it's just... You go from, like, Frontierland, and then you just see, like, Coco, and it's like... Like, in one restaurant, there's Coco. And you're thinking, well, why isn't the whole area Coco now?
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Like, they could easily re-theme that whole bit to Coco and then maybe have, like, the Aladdin bit as a separate one. I don't know.
So is that it? You want to poke out the snow flume?
Yeah. It's difficult because the main park is, like, you'd have to basically start again if you want to do it good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's any little changes that you could... do, or even like you couldn't really add an area because of the layout of it. So you'd have to just retheme the areas to something good. But in a way, it kind of works how it's so random. Because if you just tried to change it, it would just make it worse. But I think the Studios Park, you could definitely improve. Because it is so like either very, very old and easily rethemable, because the IPs in there, people don't really care about that much, like Armageddon or whatever. And then like the structure of the way it's laid out is you could add other stuff like they're actually doing, because they don't have a weenie.
So what would you do to the Studios Park then? You keep what they're doing?
I think the Frozen and the Star Wars and the Avengers, I guess. I don't like Avengers, so to me, I don't really care about it. But I feel like, yeah, obviously everyone loves Avengers, so it's a good move. I think what they've got planned is very clever, like in terms of using what they've got for the Avengers bit and then adding two more on. And the weenie will be very impressive to look at. But I feel like if you've got a castle, it's just going to try and be the same as the normal park.
Don't know.
Is it like there's going to be a main street where you can walk down and it's at the end?
No.
Okay, that's fair enough then.
It'll just be a lake. I don't know what it'll look like. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
From
after,
the entrance.
After you go through the garbage warehouse thing.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you'll be able to see it from there. But I imagine so. If they planned it out well, that would be my guess. But it won't be a main street still. It'll be more of like a ring around a lake.
I think obviously they have to add a Frozen area, because if they didn't utilise that theme, then it's a bit silly, seeing as it makes them so much money. And also it would be cool, it's something different, like snow and everything. It hasn't really been done anywhere else. Star Wars, I wish we got the full-blown thing, because it looks insane. And it'd be a shame for them to ruin Galaxy's Edge, which they're probably going to do by doing it smaller and cheaper. But in a way, I'm glad we get it anyways. I'm saying we, it's just because it's our closest Disney park. So I think what they have planned is good. And they already have two solid areas for Ratatouille and Toy Story. So I think once they've added that, I don't think I'm going to be, you know, like, oh, they should add this. I think to me, that's good. Other than maybe like re-theme the bit where Crush's Coaster is. And that bit. Because that's a bit jumbly. And obviously the entrance where you walk through.
It's very jumbly. It's difficult with the Studios part because it's almost pointless. The whole Studios vibe is just stupid, really. There's no need for it.
But again, it's like, I don't want to be mean, but like it's Americans bringing their own culture and like trying to show it off, but it just seems kind of like too much. Do you know what I mean? It's too like obvious. They could have done it a lot subtler of like Hollywood vibes, but not like, we're in Hollywood, look at this, it's Hollywood. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they did it because it's cheap.
Yeah,
you just put a few warehouses and it looks like Hollywood, you know.
Yeah,
that's the point.
It's just a bit weird.
It's stupid.
Is it garbage by any chance?
I don't know, the whole park is just a bit of a mess in terms of even the vibe. I don't even think the new areas will fix the vibe. Perhaps in that corner, but
that's what I mean. I think in those areas it'll be great, but then as soon as you come out, you'll be like, oh.
Yeah, even the Ratatouille area and Toy Story area is really like squished.
Yeah.
And even that feels a bit disjointed, which I don't see why they did that. So, it feels too close together.
But surely it's just a matter of space.
I guess, but it's weird. It's just a weird plan to do it like that. I don't know.
How else could they have done it, though?
I don't know. They've probably got more space. I'm guessing, though.
Mm.
Not sure. It's a difficult park to fix.
The problem when you build something that's rubbish to start with is that you can't just change a couple of bits. It's like if you buy a house and it's structurally wrong, you can't just paint the walls and be like, oh, the house looks great now. You have to like knock the walls down and build new walls, internal walls, to make it the right structure.
Yeah.
It just like it's a lot of work to change something that's been built badly.
It is.
Not badly, but I think they just didn't really...
Oh no, it's built badly.
But I don't think they gave themselves room to like change or improve at all.
Well, they just wanted to build something.
Yeah. Something that looked finished, but it was just rubbish.
I don't know.
What about the main park? Would you remove anything?
take out Indiana Jones, for me, there's like two things. I'd also want a water ride, for the same reason you said, because there is no actual good water ride. No thrilling water ride, I should say. And I'd like a track the start ride.
In the main park?
Yeah.
Well, they're getting one.
I'd like a better track the start ride.
Okay. What theme would you like?
Don't know, man. This is it. I'm not a theme guy. I mean, neither is Disney, to be fair. They just rip off the same old garbage. Like, Mystic Manor's cool, but then that's just the other... Whatever it's... Is it called Mystic Manor?
What do you mean?
The one in Hong Kong.
Oh.
It's a Trap the Start ride. That is the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion thingy.
Yeah, but as a Trap the Start ride instead. See, that's cool, but you can't have that when you got the other one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Whatever you do, you still have the problem of fitting in with the area.
Yeah.
I'd say no IP.
I've just had a good idea.
Go on then.
In Frontierland, you could put a Coco dark ride, a trackless dark ride.
Why there?
Because it's already Coco in one of the restaurants.
Is it?
Yeah. I just talked about that. Were you not listening?
Doesn't fit at all, does it? It's not right. It's just not right.
It's because it's sandy, so it's like Mexican.
Just,
do you know what I mean?
It's just not
right. It's the only area you can put it in.
Coco. Trying to see it. I guess it could work.
Yeah?
I'd prefer...
A non-IP.
Yeah.
But what theme? Because they're all rubbish.
It's just the thing. Something of a similar vibe to Indiana Jones, but not IP. Like treasure hunting. But not Indiana Jones.
Okay.
You know.
Like Egyptian vibes.
Well, I'm trying to think of something that would fit Pirates of the Caribbean, because it's in that vein of the woods. So it still needs to be, I don't know.
Adventury.
Yeah, adventury. You know, and I guess jungly, because that's what the kind of aspect is. Aztec.
I mean,
it already is Aztec, isn't it?
Yeah.
A play on it.
Yeah.
Aztec temple. Aztec dark ride.
Okay.
Sure. Because then you can deploy quite a lot of the same Mystic Manor vibes as well.
So you're taking out Indiana roller coaster and you're putting in an Aztec dark ride.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
Anything else in that area?
Not in that area. I was trying to think of another water ride. I like rapids. I'd like to see a rapids.
Do Disney do rapids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grizzly something or other.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But I was trying to think of where rapids could fit in that park.
You could have a jungle rapids.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to put another water ride right next to...
True, spread them out.
Yeah. So then you've only got the other side with, like, it's a small world. Nothing can go there because... It's impossible to fit anything in that area. That whole back section of the park is just stupid as well. And then you've got Space Mountain.
Space themed.
That would be awful. Rapids. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Rapids is actually trickier than you think to do a theme for.
Yeah. The other rapids that exists is next to Expedition Everest. Where it's like a Rocky Mountain kind of vibe shipwreck thing, which is very cool. I mean, the Bears one, is something that works as well. It's nearly impossible to fit anything into the main Disney park that isn't on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the right-hand side is just... It'd be so disjointed to add anything new.
Mm.
That wasn't, like, stupid little Mickey and Minnie's railroad, whatever, because that's garbage as well. Like, just old-timey, random thing, which is that vibe of that park. Don't know, It's harder than it looks, honestly, to fix that. You'd have to kind of redo a lot. Like, I just want to redo all of that back right-hand top corner.
Mm.
It's a small world, you know, up to the weird roller coaster and boat ride that goes through a miniature, whatever, scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of all
that's
that.
That's so pointless.
And then just put in a new kind of a whole new area. But then you'd have to get rid of it's a small world to do that. Which I'm not bothered
with. You can't
do
that.
But other people would be. And I have no idea how you'd even theme something around It's a Small World.
It's the world.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't really do that. That's probably why they've kept it so random up there. I don't know. Like, we've got so much bad stuff to say about it, but I still like the park.
Yeah, the thing is, all of these things work on their own, but just not together. Not in the way they are.
I think it's like, for me, like never being to, I've never been to another Disney park. So to me, when I went there, it was like, wow, this is so cool. And if you haven't been to a Disney park before, it kind of blows your mind anyway, even though it's the most rubbish one.
Yeah.
And then it's only when you start really thinking about it that you realise how good it could be if they actually did it well.
Yeah, it's a nice park to go in, but it's just none of the areas, as we keep saying, feel together. None of, you don't step into many of the areas and feel very immersed.
Yeah.
You know.
Or it's even like too small to be immersed because it's like a 5 meter walk and then you're out of the area again.
The only one that really seems to be with that potential is Big Thunder Mountain area.
Yeah.
When it's going, I imagine that's quite good.
Yeah. It's not bad, but again, it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've seen vlogs of people going through like Pandora or Galaxy's Edge and it just looks so big and like crazy scale. Whereas you don't get that scale and like drama when you go to Paris.
But I don't think you get that scale in any Magic Kingdom, really.
Yeah.
I feel like Magic Kingdom is just these loads of little disjointed rides.
Yeah, which in a way is like how it traditionally was.
But stupid.
Yeah. But that's what Disney's about, isn't it? Keeping the old stuff that everybody loves so much.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the main park is a tricky situation. Like you with the Studios Park, I'd probably keep all of what they're doing. Yeah, you need another land. A whole new, I think another additional land that's bigger than the other two is mm-hmm. what is required to finish it off.
Yeah.
With two big rides rather than just one.
Yeah.
Maybe you put your rapids there.
What about the entrance bit?
It's almost unfixable. I personally would just strip out all of the studios theming.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to rebrand the whole park into something else. IP land.
IP land. You
know, well, that's what it is, isn't it? That's what all of the parks are becoming. I don't know what the theme that fits all of these things together would be. It's still movies, I guess.
Yeah.
But just movies, but without the
Hollywood.
The Hollywood. The Hollywood is just the thing that makes it lower quality.
Yeah, it's a bit what's the word? Like cheap as an idea.
But I don't even know what you'd manage to put in the centre. Because the whole park is like centred around this. Tower of Terror is just in the way.
Yeah.
And the whole centrepiece is awful and open and has nothing except for these buildings that show a few shows. This is what I mean. It's what could you put there instead?
Maybe like...
Because you wouldn't really want to put a ride there. You'd want to give it a new...
Like a walkway.
Well, just a whole new kind of intro area.
Yeah, plaza.
Yeah. So what they did, I can't remember what they did for the other one in Disneyland in Anaheim, California's whatever.
Adventure.
Yeah, they did for that. They kind of put a whole new street in, mm-hmm. like a, I can't remember what it's called.
Has it got like shops and that?
Yeah, one? Yeah. I can't remember what it's stylized as.
Yeah.
Like Venetian comes to my mind, but it's definitely not like Italian or anything.
Okay.
Maybe it's got the kind of Italian American vibe to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they stripped it out and put that in, and that became like a really nice street, an introduction, I think. So something like that would be really nice.
But maybe they should actually do it like European, like French style.
Yeah.
Like old French building style. Well,
not French. You don't want to make the mistake of putting the actual country in the country.
But European style.
Yeah, I think European would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With just like little shops and maybe like a tiny dark ride or something, like hidden in there.
Potentially. I don't think you need rides. Just yeah, shops and restaurants. Mm. Just a whole nice...
Like Main Street with fountain, all the food. And
yeah,
that.
Fountain and spice things up a bit. Have that as kind of like the opening area. And then you could have the stuff off that. And you still need to fix,
Crusher's Coaster.
Yeah, you could even add, I think you could easily add something to Toy Story, like another bigger attraction to Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
You could think of something, some other stupid ride that can go in there.
Slinky Dog Dash.
Potentially. but then the Crusher's Coaster area just needs to go as well. And that needs to become something else. Whether you try to expand...
Cars.
Well, Ratatouille is French. That's
mm-hmm.
So whether you try to expand that through, but I don't know what else you could do with kind of Ratatouille French vibes.
Mm-hmm.
That's another ride. Eiffel Tower, Top Tower.
You could do a flat ride of some kind, like a spinny thing.
Yeah, there's just quite a lot of space there to fill, so you'd have to put something or a few things that are relatively decent in. And then, yeah, expand up Toy Story. The other areas are fine. Then you've got another expansion plot, you know, in between Toy Story and Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just gut out all of the garbage warehouses.
Yeah.
And start again, basically.
I think the key is that, like, it just doesn't really... It
just doesn't work.
It's not consistent or, like, flow well. It doesn't flow.
It won't either.
Hmm.
It never will, really. I don't think it ever will until that the starting place is just completely different.
Yeah.
Because even then, you're gonna start there. If you step towards, perhaps, the lake, it's going to go a lot nicer. And if you go to the left and the Avengers, it's going to go a lot nicer.
Hmm.
You know, it's just going to be a massive... quality step change.
Yeah. I think the entrance plays a big part in, like, it being rubbish, because it sounds like a cool concept to walk through the studio's, like, building or whatever you want to call it to get into the park, but it's just, like, wrong, because you're in a park, you should be outside, you're not going inside to the park. So going through there just seems like you're in the wrong place, and then you come out and there's not even like a big expansive area to look around and like see what there is, and you're just kind of there like, well, which way are we meant to go?
Yeah,
it's... and it just doesn't seem right.
No,
the feng shui is all wrong.
It is all wrong.
It's just mad how they got it so wrong, because they're so good at getting it right.
It's because they didn't try.
Yeah, which is annoying, because why would you do that? Walt wouldn't have done that, just saying. There's absolutely no way.
I'm sure he didn't do everything perfectly, though.
No, but he wouldn't have done it that wrong. We actually have one person who sent in a voice message of what they would do if they owned Disneyland. This is from David.
Realistically, I'd probably chuck in Indiana Jones Adventure from the Cali Park and Tokyo. Chuck that next to the Indiana Jones roller coaster, and then bang, Indiana Jones Land. Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
I mean, that's fair play, to be honest.
You like that idea?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, and that ride is meant to be very good.
Exactly. I would even say just get rid of the coaster again.
Yeah, why do they have the coaster when they could have the dark ride?
Cheap.
How is a roller coaster cheaper?
What do you mean, how's it cheaper?
Because the...
Well, it's barely a roller coaster.
Yeah, I guess. It's tiny. It's
the cheapest roller coaster you ever bought.
It's actually god-awful, that ride. It's
trash.
Yeah.
It's glorified trash.
I'm not sure it's glorified even.
No, but it is, because it's overly themed. You know, you'd find that at a random fun fair in Skegness, not at a Disney park.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah.
You find it at Southport. You literally nearly do find a very similar ride in Southport.
Ooh.
How? Even Tokyo Disney Sea has... Tokyo, yeah, whatever it's called. Disney Sea has, I think, a garbage coaster in it for no reason.
Mm.
Who thought of that? I hate the fact that Disney put in these crappy little rides. The Wild Mice at Animal Kingdom, terrible. Crush's Coaster, stupid. California, whatever it's called. What is
Adventure.
The
Adventure.
California's Adventure.
California Adventure.
Yeah. That's got a stupid Wild Mouse as well.
That has a stupid everything, but we'll move on from
why?
That.
Why? Who made the decision to put these rides in?
But.
What?
You can't.
What do you mean, but?
Just let me
see. Alton Towers, you've got to get rid of their crappy spinning coaster. And they don't want any of these garbage rides. Why would any Disney park go, ooh, let's get some garbage spinning coaster because, ooh, that's cool?
Because.
It's not even a good coaster to, like, clone.
Can you chill out? Because,
stupid.
Like. Because you can't have everything at top quality.
No.
Or you'd be bankrupt.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is there are so many better roller coaster choices than these crappy, like, low capacity, boring, janky layouts that are found at fun fairs.
There's obviously a reason why
there's no reason, sorry. There is literally no reason.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have just got it for the hell of it.
They probably found it in some dustbin on the side of the road and went, oh, look at this free roller coaster.
No.
California Adventure's garbage. Here's some stuff we literally got out of the garbage. it's just horrifying.
Anyway, let's find out what everyone else thought.
Let's start off in the same tone. Number two fan of the podcast, Joel, he replied with a picture of what do you call that? What kind of
digger?
A digger, yeah, just demolishing dirt, basically.
So get rid of it all.
So he just gets rid of it all. Which, I mean, going on what we said is
pretty much what we said. Quite
a lot of what we do. Many people didn't like that. Jack says leave Twitter. A few people agreed. Airtime Matt says agree.
Someone called Cronkers or something says take the price of entry down and also food prices. It currently costs multiple human kidneys per day, lol.
Stupid.
We didn't even think about that. Just like the price of everything.
It's overpriced.
Yeah, but that's Disney, isn't it? But
no, but you're not even paying for it.
What do you mean you're not paying for it?
Especially the second park. The second park should be virtually free to go in. Seriously, though.
Yeah, no,
it's
I agree.
It's like two rides.
I agree, because I would pay high for Disney because it is so good quality.
Yeah.
Whereas Paris, not so much. So maybe you should be discounted for that reason.
Exactly.
Also, why does food cost so much? Like, it's literally not even that good.
Yeah, it's awful. I was going to say garbage because it is. The fast food is garbage. And it takes ages to come. It's stupid. How could... Seriously, though.
I wish you could see Harry's face because he's raging.
Everyone has a go at like, Merlin parks, right, for being stupid, which sometimes they are. But at a Merlin park, right, you don't ever pay extortionate prices for food, and it never takes ages to come.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
We literally waited over half an hour for a hot dog, right, at Disney.
Yeah.
Paris. Probably some guy, I can't even remember it. Yeah. How good the hot dog was. I probably threw it in the bin the moment I got it.
This is the thing, is like, when people talk about the American Disney parks, it's like, oh my god, the food's so good, and they have so much nice stuff. Like, even the snacks are like what everybody talks about.
All the Paris, fast food in Paris is trash.
No. Like, when I went there with my friends, we went to Vapiano's because I was like, we're not going to, like, Disney. Why would you do that?
The actual restaurants that you pay good money to go in, they're good.
Yeah. They're the real good. Ones. But also they're a rip-off and we can't afford
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But everything else, awful.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Also, no gluten-free options because when I went and I was gluten-free, I actually just had to take my own packed lunches, which you're not allowed to do, apparently, but... What am I going to eat?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Zach had the big brain move of drawing an arrow that goes from Paris to London, saying that it should be moved.
Yeah.
And Zach is right. If it was built somewhere other than Paris, it would be better inherently.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Also, if it was in London, they wouldn't have the problem of the language barrier.
Exactly.
And French people speak English anyway. So
they don't like to, though.
No, but like, if French people went to London Disney, they wouldn't have any issues with translating, you know? And everybody speaks, it's a universal language. I know it's silly for us to be like, I'm not going to learn another language because everyone speaks English, but it's true. Like, that's just a fact. So I don't understand why they didn't put it in London in the first place. Because then everybody could just listen to the normal...
Lots of people are saying, put more roller coasters in there. That's what the theme park family said, and theme park universe said, invest as heavily as Energylandia on coasters. I don't know. A big coaster would be nice, like one, but not. I don't think they need many.
It's not about that, really.
No. Marshall wants the Tron roller coaster at Discoveryland, which, sure, basically just wants...
Some
the
kind
main
of
gist
improvement would
is,
be nice.
Yeah, the main gist is people want whatever's going to Disney World in Paris.
Yeah.
So someone else would add a water ride similar to Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Then also someone to take Space Mountain and put it back to the normal theme. Stefan said that as well. He wants the old theme. De la Terre à la Lune. The journey to the... Moon or whatever it's called.
Okay.
The old, what's his face? Who's that famous guy who writes things? Very famous guy. It's like French, I think.
Who writes things?
Yeah.
What do you mean things?
Like, people are going to be angry, Zoe.
Sorry, all you've given me is that famous guy who writes things.
Jules Verne.
Never heard of him in my life.
What? He's a famous man who writes things.
What does he write?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this man.
Have you never heard of Jules Verne?
I don't
Verne?
Know.
So how can you be a Disney fan? You never heard of I Jules Verne?
Know.
French novelist.
Because how about he wasn't in a Disney film?
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh, right. Okay, that guy.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
A Trip to the Moon. That's what Terra Dula
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, okay.
See? This guy.
I know him, but I didn't know his name.
Yeah, there you go. That's...
Someone says, add another thrill coaster or possibly something like Flight of Passage. That's something
oh,
we haven't considered.
Yeah.
They need a Flight of Passage.
Well, yeah, just
that
a...
That ride, that type of ride.
Yeah.
That would be
a
very
simulator,
good.
Not a simulator.
Couldn't they
call
do
it?
Like an Avengers one of them?
Yeah, they could actually. That would I think that would work pretty well.
Yeah.
It's a shame they've already used Iron Man though, in a way.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Does he fly?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a Star Wars one?
Yeah.
Or even a Frozen one. You could be riding on her horse in Frozen
oh
2.
Oh my god, that would be awful.
It'd be so good.
That would be absolutely diabolical. I agree though, one of those would be quite nice. Flying Theatre, that's what
it's
called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's a good idea, actually.
Theme Park Photography says, ban Harry from Crush's coaster. I agree. You shouldn't be allowed on it if you're going to be so mean.
I'm not mean about it. I like the ride. It's just ooh. Not very good in that park.
Mm.
You know? It's poor excuse of a theme as well.
Ooh, Jason says, I'd open a park dedicated to villains. Me and my friend have talked about this many times. Imagine, like, a Disney park that's just villains. And there's, like, a big villain castle in the middle.
It'd be a weird vibe, wouldn't it?
It would be so cool. But everyone loves creepy stuff.
Mm.
That's like you saying, oh, I like the Haunted Mansion. I like Tower of Terror. Guess what? They're not the nice themes. And there's a lot of villains that aren't featured in any rides.
It'd be cool. I mean, I feel like Disney have to, Paris has to fix their original parks.
Yeah.
First, before adding a new one. They definitely
build it in London. There you go. Done.
They're in no shape or form to get another park anytime
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
If they do, then well, hell's gonna break loose.
Someone put Shag Mickey. Ban smoking. Are you allowed to smoke?
Probably.
Build third park. I think generally the main comment that I've been seeing is demolish it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Jack says, third gate like Epcot, but European countries.
Well, the fact that they're adding IPs to Epcot and everyone says they're ruining it
yeah.
doesn't give me much hope that that would yeah. be a good idea. Because it was a cool idea.
It was. Like I say, Walt would never have done that.
I mean, Walt didn't do that either.
Exactly.
He didn't want that. He didn't want Epcot.
No.
In that form, anyway.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, his idea was 1,000 times better.
He wanted a literal city.
Yeah. Is that not a good idea?
I mean, it wouldn't have worked. Just wouldn't have. Technology has evolved way too fast. That whatever city he built
yeah.
would have been stuck decades behind.
Yeah.
Because it'd be too expensive to fix. More like monorails everywhere.
Anyway, this was actually a lot more difficult than I thought.
It's just too broken, man.
Yeah, it's too broke. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Is like not the saying. This is like no fine.
What?
I mean,
why
if
you
it's
use
okay,
that phrase?
No, because I mean it should be. If it's too broke, you can't fix it, which is the case. But they're trying anyway, so good luck with that one.
The thing is, like, it can't just be the Paris parks that have these problems.
No, we just haven't been there yet.
I mean, Walt, the other Hollywood studios in Orlando literally mm-hmm. had the same problem where there was about 4 rides open at one point in time before Star Wars and Toy Story Land came
yeah.
in. Right?
But now look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Now look at it. Still garbage, and those are the only two good
oh
areas of the park, except for Tower of Terror. It's just a mismatch. There's so many Disney parks that are like half and half where they're built in two entirely different eras.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. Disney, I feel like Disney have never been the one to try and bring everything together, if that makes sense. They're always adding new things or changing things, but never changing old to bring it more in line.
Yeah, a bit like Blackpool does.
Yeah, but if we look at, like, Hands Apart, you know, started off as just a random place, like basically a glorified fun fair
mm-hmm.
with these roller coasters that look like they could have just been shipped in from anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know. But now they've started to go back and fix everything, as well as add new things.
Mm.
So they're all bringing it up to the same standard. Whereas, is that what? There's not. I feel like there isn't many Disney parks where you could say that, where they've really tried to bring everything up to the same standard mm-hmm. before or as they build new rides.
I think because they've got so many parks to do, they can't afford
this
to.
This is probably true.
Like, they just have to use the funds they have on making new stuff good, which is insane, because how much money must they be making? You know, if anyone can afford to do something, it's Disney, but they still can't afford to do everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, it's because many of these parks were built on the cheap, and by doing that, it costs even more long term to fix them.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's a very bad way to do it.
Exactly.
But they obviously didn't really know that because they hadn't done it before.
Well, I'm sure they knew that it was going to be a hot mess.
Mm.
Deep down, at least.
People need to stop doing that in general. Like, think about the future, guys, you know? But it's like, people always just do stuff so that it can be done quickly, and like, they don't really care about future generations that are going to have to fix problems, you know?
It's just how it's people are. It's just the mindset that people live in.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's been enough talking about Disney. If you're a big Disney fan, I'm sure I'm sure our opinions will change when we actually visit another park that isn't Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
You know, I have been to Disney World, but a long time ago.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good stuff over there, apparently.
Yeah, it's just a long way away from us, unfortunately.
Mm.
But I feel like we can criticise Disney more than other companies because they are so, like, successful in what they do.
This is very true. This is right. You should be able to, because they have a lot more money than everyone else.
Mm.
And
they do know what they're doing, really.
They do. So when they don't...
Yeah, that's why it's so frustrating, I think, because you know how good, like, Disneyland Paris could be, and it's just not. And it's just like, well, why? Why do you have to do this to us?
It's just not up to Lego standard.
Lego? What's Lego got to do with it?
Nothing. It's just a stupid quote.
Oh.